Hare Krishna. We said that one becomes a bad son of the Lord by turning away from the Lord and engaging in sinful activities. Turning away from the Lord is a wrong attitude, and performing sinful activities leads to impurities. These two things put together keeps us stuck in the material platform, millions of lives, life after life. You see, if somebody has a tendency to drive the car extremely fastly, rash driver, that is his wrong attitude. And he is hitting people here, hitting people there. In a month, he commits 4 or 5 accidents, breaking the legs and hands of people. You ask him, hey, you have hit so many people. He says, no, I have paid the fine. 20,000 rupees or 15,000 rupees I have paid for hitting 4 people or 5 people. He may pay, that's like prayaschitta. Prayaschitta means you may say that I have paid the fee, but the people's hands are broken, legs are broken. So it requires a change of attitude in driving. If one is a rash driver, one has to become a proper driver. In the same manner, the living entity first has to change his attitude. Then his sinful activities will come to a halt. He will not do sinful activity. If a rash driver drives slowly and carefully and attentively and agrees to obey the laws, then he can avoid accidents. Therefore, both have to be worked. You will find in the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanaha Tam Namami Harim Param. This verse says two things. One who bows down to Krishna, he becomes free from all misery. One who chants the holy names of Krishna, he becomes free from all sinful reactions. So, two things are mentioned here. If you bow down to Krishna, you become free from misery. That means you have a change of attitude. Instead of rejecting Krishna, you bow down to Krishna. So every day we are bowing down our heads in front of the deities, admitting ourselves as Krishna Das, and repeatedly declaring to Lord as well as to ourselves that, my dear Lord, you are my master, I am your servant, I will oblige to follow all the laws that you have given in the scriptures. So this is the right attitude. And chanting the holy name cleanses the impurities. So that is a secondary problem of the impurities in our heart can be cleansed by the chanting. So, in the same manner, there is another verse which talks the same two things, cultivating a right attitude and cleansing the impurities. That verse is, Yesham tu antakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrataha. So, one should cleanse all the impurities in the heart, and one should give up sinful life, and one should perform the positive spiritual sukriti activities, jananam punya karmanam, he says. So one who is engaged in Krishna conscious activities continuously, as his spiritual quota increases, then his attitude keeps on going better and better and better and better. And all the sinful reactions are washed out by stopping the 4 sinful activities, dhutam, panam, striya, suna, yatra, adharmas, chaturvida. So, in this way, the scriptures give a very clear call for the living entities, what they should be doing. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada prescribed 16 rounds of chanting of Hare Krishna and following of the 4 regulative principles. These two things, if you do, you will find there are many people who are ready to give up sinful activities, but they will not chant the holy name. That means they want to cleanse impurities, but they don't want to change the attitude. They are not ready for it. In South India, we have seen there are so many people who don't even take coffee, tea, they can stop all that. No onion, garlic also. Tell them to chant one round, they will not. Because they are turning their back to Krishna. So, therefore, one should chant the holy name, which means one is agreeing that Krishna is my Swami, I am ready to become his servant, and I will call his holy name regularly, as Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam. In this way, in the path of spiritual life, the change of attitude is of paramount importance, and if it is taken with a great seriousness, then only one can cleanse the impurities and one's life will become like a bed of roses. Otherwise, there are many people who primarily work on giving up the sinful activities without surrendering to Lord. That will not help, because repeatedly the mind will be dumped with garbage of sinful reactions over and over and over again if one does not surrender to the Lord. Therefore, Krishna says, Mamekam Sharanam Braja, when he says, subsequently he says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami. Once Parampuja Radha Govind Maharaj was telling, why are you trying to stop the sinful activities on your own strength? He said, surrender to the Lord, turn towards Him, chant His holy name, beg Him to help you, find out how you can surrender more and more. Then he said, Lord says, cleansing your impurities is my job. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada made this whole movement of ISKCON in such a way that from morning to night, our life is very simple and very easy and sublime, because we simply connect everything to Krishna consciousness. Some big guest is coming to the temple, we just chant and dance Hare Krishna and welcome them. Some guest is going out of the temple, again chant and dance Hare Krishna. You have to eat prasadam, again Hare Krishna, you chant and take prasad. Isn't it? Any activity, you don't know what to do, just chant Hare Krishna, that's all. You don't need to know any big Vedic mantras. You don't have to study Upanishads, Vedanta. No expertise is expected, because we are simply like children who are in the custody of mother and father. We just follow them, then they take care of us. That is the way the Bhakti Yoga works. So when you are eating, you chant Hare Krishna. When you are sleeping, you chant Hare Krishna. While going to sleep, you sleep for Krishna, so that next day you can get up and with full energy serve Krishna. So anybody who is convinced about this, that I should direct myself towards Krishna's lotus feet by repeatedly putting my head down at His lotus feet and aligning with Him, they are the most intelligent people. Jai Krishna Bhaje Sri Bada Chatur. And the greatest Chatur is one who chants the holy name. And by chanting the holy name, he is not only cleansing the impurities, but he is aligning with the Lord, pleasing the Lord, and heading towards the spiritual world. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desert trees, who are washed of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, वैष्णव ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की।